Our book critic, John Leonard, has a review of a new book by Nobel Prize winner Gabriel Garcia Marquez. It's entitled Clandestine in Chile, The Adventures of Miguel Latin. In this new nonfiction work, Marquez once again casts his often surrealist eye on politics and Latin America.
Most writers, having won the Nobel Prize for Literature, get preachy or smug or just sit around, heavy with approval and gathering dust, like a museum or a church. But not Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the Colombian magic maker who gave us 100 years of solitude. He wears his laurels like a cape. He's on the streets at night, out there in history, causing trouble, finding strange people like Miguel Latin and turning them into odd books like Clandestine in Chile. Latin was one of Chile's best-known movie makers until he was forced into exile when his friend Salvador Allende was murdered in 1973. Garcia Marquez met him in Madrid in 1986. Latin had just returned from a 6-week clandestine tour of his native country. To escape the notice of the security forces, he had removed his glasses, his beard, and his baby fat, and borrowed the clothes, the passport, and the accent of a Uruguayan businessman. Quite literally, his own mother wouldn't recognize him. With the help of Italian, French, and Dutch film crews, and a sympathetic underground Chilean resistance movement, he brought back 25 hours and 105,616 exposed feet of film on life under General Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship. It's easy to see why Marquez was so attracted to Latin that he turned 600 pages of notes into this 116-page book. The man spied on his own country, like writers everywhere. He forged a new identity, counterfeited another self, and had problems feeling authentic, two great modernist themes. He turned politics into a movie, which is very Latin American, and his politics were right, which is to say, left. Unfortunately, Latin is also something of a blowhard, and about as introspective as corn on the cob. He persists in seeing his passage underground as an escapade, an adventure. That he wasn't captured after forgetting to use his passwords, mixing up his identity papers, and carrying around a suitcase stuffed with old empty cigarette boxes on which he'd scribbled all his notes, suggests that the cops were likewise amateurs. And so, too often, were his friends in the resistance, advertising themselves with flamboyant berets and paste-on mustaches. Somehow, alas, the dictatorship itself ends up seeming unserious. Inside Latin's skin, Marquez is itchy, looking for portents and apparitions. Of course, he finds them in spite of Latin, a dream palace at the foot of a French garden, babies in their prams dressed up like rabbits, peacocks of ill omen and swans with black throats, a restaurant where seagulls go to sleep. He forces Latin to pay attention to two of his heroes, both dead, the martyred Allende, a doctor who learned his politics and his chess at the knee of an anarchist shoemaker, and the poet of love and revolution, Pablo Neruda, who spent his Nobel Prize money removing the stable of a Normandy castle to his own backyard for the church-like vaults, the stained glass windows, and a pond full of lotus flowers. Is Latin America just full of this stuff, waiting around for a Marquez to turn blood into butterflies? Or has Marquez, a man with kaleidoscope eyes, invented his own Latin America? Or has Latin America invented Marquez out of all its technicolored ambiguities? I don't much care. Latin was lucky to be there when this magic was looking for a place to practice itself.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed the new book by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Clandestine in Chile, The Adventures of Miguel Latin.